Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast, Get the Belt, home of melanin magnificence and kingdom of belts, where anyone can get it. Literally anyone. And I don't think people get that, like, especially people that I'm familiar with or like acquaintances with. I don't think they really fully understand how much of myself I actually do give to the show and how authentic it is. Like, anyone. Can get the belt on this motherfucking show. My mother, my father, my friend, my colleague, my man, your man, she man, her man, the bin person, anyone can get the fucking belt. Yeah? So as long as you man know, ain't nobody safe, then we good. But as long as we're all living nice and doing nice things and taking accountability, then you probably won't hit yourself on that section of Get the Belt. You might hit yourself on Melanin Magnificence. Who knows? My name is Miles Hart. I'm already fucking waffling and I already have a lot to do for the rest of the day. But welcome, welcome, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in again to my show. My show, Gra. It's good to be back this week. It is hot here in London. Motherfucking hot. So I've had to turn off the fan, obviously, because all you'll hear in the back of this is drr, 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 and ain't nobody got time for that. So let's kick off the show straight away with Word of the Week. So my Word of the Week this week, and for context, for those of you that are listening for the first time, Word of the Week isn't necessarily just a word. It is just a phrase. A word like the gospel for you to just receive, interpret in your own way and apply it to your life, and hopefully it enriches you, makes you aware of things, makes you feel a bit more badass, makes you feel like you can take on the world. It's meant to uplift, you know, not just myself, but all of my listeners. So this week's word of the week is fuck unconditional love. Yeah, I said it. Fuck unconditional love. Now, I'm saying this because I feel like from a child, unconditional love was taught to me to be like the goal of like aspirations when it comes to relationships with, especially family. That's where we first get taught about love, meant to be, you know, and the thought of love being unconditional and that being the epitome and the best state and the most cherished kind of love, to me, is absolutely mad. Because tell me what on earth in this world actually is unconditional without it being an absolute con. Like, I'm sorry, but for me, the best kind of love that lasts is conditional love. Because I will tell you one thing about my love is very much conditional. Never used to be. That's back when I was in toxic motherfucking situations. Because guess what? When you have conditional love, You're not going to be with someone that will constantly steal your money, that will constantly steal your joy, that will constantly gaslight you, that will constantly and consistently have you doubting that you sexy as fuck, or that you talented as fuck, or that you're valuable, or that you deserve respect. When you're in a relationship with anyone, be it, you know, romantic, friend, family, when your love is unconditional, you provide them with the opportunity to do all of those things. Because guess what? You said it. It's unconditional. So with all of those conditions, I will still love you. Lies. Lies. That's not giving unconditional love. That's giving unconditional doorstep. That's giving unconditional doormat. That's giving unconditional dickhead. Like, I will be a dickhead unconditionally. As you tell, my love is very much conditional. Everything is I do is very much conditional. Period. And I expect all of you guys to do the same. Like, I don't expect no one that listens to this podcast that's been riding and dying, turning up, showing up for this podcast to still be at a place after hearing all of the word of the weeks that we've had to give, to be in a place where they're like, oh yeah, so no matter what someone does to me, I will always just love them, no matter what. You might have a lot of love for someone, but to love someone, like the verb to love, like, let's remember love is a doing word. You got to do that. You got to practice it. It's a behavior. It's being there for someone. It's turning up for someone. It's showing up for someone. It's giving. It's listening. It's receiving. It's all of that. I'm going to stop doing the verb love. I might have feelings of love for you, but I'm definitely not going to do love for you unconditionally. That, I know that's the trick of the enemy. And anyone who's been teaching you that, they're either misled or they know what they're doing. They're trying to have you love them unconditionally so they can do wahala and mad business and be like, but unconditional love. No, bitch, you cheat on me is giving by. The love stops here. I've got love for you, but we ain't going to be doing all that no more. Same like, okay, a job is different from love. But bitch, if you don't do certain things, you ain't going to get paid. There is conditions for you to receive the nice things. You got to do X, Y, and Z. And you can't keep on showing up late and can't keep on cussing out your colleagues. You can't keep on acting mad and expect to continue to have this money coming into your bank account every week and still have a job. No, you will get fired. And my love, like a job with my friends, family, colleagues, the love that I have is valuable. It's expensive. So yeah, there are conditions. So I want everyone this week to really say with their chest, fuck unconditional love. Because that shit is dangerous. From when you are telling someone that unconditionally, let me even get, because I like to be, I'm a literate motherfucker. Not to be confused with illiterate, even though sometimes I do move mad and not be speaking or reading properly, but we move. I'm a literal motherfucker me. So let's get out the dictionary and look what unconditional means. Meaning, not subject to any conditions. So when you're telling someone you will love them unconditionally, you are saying that it's not subject to any condition. Let's see what a condition is. Because some of you don't really be understanding and be trying to act like I don't talk sense. Condition. The state of something with regard to its appearance, quality, or working order. A person's or animal's state of health or physical fitness, an illness or a medical problem, okay, that ain't it. Or the circumstances or factors affecting the way in which people live, work, especially with regard to their well-being. Ooh, their well-being. You telling me that I'm gonna love you no matter what you do to my well-being? You're gonna have me in emotional trauma every other week because you like to, you know, go out and move mad, or you like to come home and get physical with me unconditionally, bruh? Lies. I know it was the devil that said this. Because, bitch, if we want to get... I said devil. See, this is really taking me on a path now. We said the devil, that automatically made me think of the Lord. My Lord. I don't know about you, man's Lord, but my Lord. And even my Lord, he has conditions. You can't just all go to heaven, regardless. So I know people say God loves you no matter what. Yeah, he does. He really does. But in order to receive the fullness of his love, the doing word, the, remember, love is a doing word. The him going, okay, yeah, I've got love for you, but like, I'm a show you I love you by giving you good things while you're on the earth. And after you pass, I'm a do more and let you into my kingdom, heaven. That shit ain't unconditional, girl. And that's not even my opinion. That's just facts. That shit in the book. Hey, Ibibiash, and I'm out. That shit's in the book. So, bitch, yeah, fuck unconditional love. If it's good enough for God to not have let him have people up in his yard, in at his crib, because they didn't do certain things, then, bitch, same with me, ho. In the heart of my, in my heart, you ain't going to come here and I'm not going to be doing all the things for you. My love has conditions. So, yes, that is this week's word of the week. Fuck unconditional love. Oh, that was a cute little word of the week. That got me heated. Heated. No fucking Beyonce, Giselle Knowles Carter. Heated. What else has got me heated is this weather, honey. And I love it. I love it. Now, I'm a little bit fluffy right now. And I don't mind it because, you know, where's my shorts? Are they here somewhere? You know, I told you about my Renaissance skin. I said I wasn't going to get up on this podcast in my shorts, which I haven't, but I'll show them to you. Ooh, look at this. Wow. So I don't feel confident enough yet or ready to really do the thing in social media. You know, I'll be wearing it at the gym and at warm up and stuff on my show, but I don't feel like social media is going to see it yet. But once I'm there a bit more, skin out, thick shorts are going to be there. But it is hot in London. It's been like 24, 25. It's felt like 30 at times. Like that fan says 32. I know that's a lie because shit. Wow. But it's hot in London. I'm loving it. I'm loving the heat. I'm loving wearing my vest out and nothing else. I'm enjoying leaving the coat at home. I love the sun. I love the way it makes me look, my friends look. I love the way it makes the world look. Food looks better. Like, I ate a salad yesterday for the first time in a long time. And you see, when there's winter and it's dark outside, I don't want to be eating that. But you guys know, like, you might not see it in real life, but even on Instagram, when someone posts a picture and it's sunny and the sun is hitting the tomatoes and the lettuce and the green, the colors just pop. It just looks nicer. Everything just looks nicer. You know, even people that I don't really normally think are cute in the sun, I'll just be, oh, you know what? You did your big one today. Like, yeah. The sun is really helpful and it gets me motivated. And I've been the most motivated I've been for a while with like going to the gym, with my eating, with my discipline and the cooking and stuff like that. And I think I really did take on my own word of the week, which was about, I can't remember if it was last week or the week before, where I spoke about just like, you know, putting yourself first and, you know, focus on yourself. And I feel like I've been doing that this week, and it can be hard. It can be hard, but sometimes it's about me, girl. Otherwise, I'm trying to think, what else have I done this week? Like, what's really been popping? I watched The Little Mermaid. I watched The Little Mermaid at the cinema, and I really liked it. It didn't blow me away. Guys, don't shoot me. Don't shoot me. But The Little Mermaid, it didn't blow me away. I thought Halle looked beautiful, and I don't really, everyone was popping off at the makeup artist that did Ursula's hair, face, sorry. I can't remember the actress's name, but you know who I'm talking about. I'm a big fan of hers as well. But I didn't think it looked too bad. I didn't watch, the only time I thought, oh, the makeup was because I was remembering, oh, the blocks were really going off, especially the gaze. The gaze were like, oh, it should have been a drag queen, or it should, I don't know. But I just remember thinking, oh, let me have a look. And I was just like, okay, maybe they were reaching there, because I never once thought that it looked terrible in the pictures, in the actual film. But yeah, Halle sounded cute. Ursula sounded cute. I didn't like that boy's song. What's his name? I'm terrible with names. The man that she loved. The one that she so desperately wanted to be a part of his world, honey. Now that shit didn't have any conditions. But yeah, I didn't like his song. I thought the acting in general was okay. Just okay. Some of them really did well at certain times, but for the most part I was just like, oh, like, it's not terrible, but for a movie of such grandeur and such budget and all the names, I just thought they would be, I thought all of it would have been just stellar top to finish. But just a reminder, everyone is human. But yeah, I enjoyed it, had fun. Oh, I should have really given him the belt. Okay, well, if I didn't... No, he really deserved the belt over that. But if I wasn't given the belt to something more severe, then that light-skinned man that played the voice of Sebastian definitely would have got the belt. Because, I'm sorry, that was trash. Now, don't get it twisted. I laughed a couple of times. Like, he did have a funny few lines, but he was only saying his scripts. That's down to the writers, so... clap for the writers, but the accent, my dear, I don't care what musical you've been in, Hamilton, I don't care what you've done. I don't think what you've done previously should warrant you doing anything else if you can't do that job. And he couldn't do it. Like, the accent was trash when there's so many other Jamaican people that could have done an accent that was authentic and just sounded real. That shit sounded corny and fake as fuck. Like, yeah, not for me. But yeah, it was cute to watch. I enjoyed it. What else did I do this week? Oh yeah, I had some self-tapes to do. Pushing my voice again. I'm really excited now about, you know, leaving Mormon. I've only got like just over 3 months left now, and singing new material, challenging my voice again, getting singing back up there and singing down there. Like, when I'm in the Book of Mormon, it's all in the same placement for the most part, but like, I'll be singing high, high, high. So it's nice to like sing some low stuff. You know, I like to get low, honey. This, remember, I'm versatile, bitch. I like to do both. I like to be up there and down there too. So being singing all these new things is exciting. I really love it. And it's making me remember, like, why I'm in this industry and why I love to perform, because there's so much more than one story to be told. There's just so much to do. So I'm excited. Oh, and I also saw that Urban World, if you're in the UK or at least in London, this month is Pride Month, bitch. There is a party in King's Cross called Urban World, which I love. I love the people that run it. They always look after me. Always look after me and my people when I go down there. So shout out to the whole team. Big up Vanessa especially. But Urban World is basically a diverse, queer, predominantly black and brown party that it just creates a safe space for black and brown queer people. Or queer people of colour. It's not exclusive to them. Like, you do see white people there, but the majority, black and brown. The music gives that. They've got like a South Asian room at the top where they play like Bhangra music, all the things. And downstairs, you know, you've got your Bashman Soca R&B. People be twerking. They invite artists up to perform and showcase. It's just a vibe. So they have their Pride one, which I will be attending July the 1st, and it's at Scarlet and King's Cross. So make sure you get your tickets. I will be there with my people. Come say hey. Let's take a picture. Let's do what we need to do. But yeah, definitely go get your tickets, because that shit sells out. And you don't want to be crying. You don't want to be crying. Not on Pride Month. No. And then I'm sure there's a load of other parties. That's the only one I really know about. But yeah. Very much Pride. I've not really got any Pride plans other than going to Scala. So I'm excited. I'm excited. Very excited for that. That's it for me this week. Let's get into the next part of the show, which is Melanin Magnificence. So my Melanin Magnificence this week goes out to another Nigerian girl. Last week it was Burna Boy. This week is another Nigerian. Let me get it up on my phone. Now, it's a chef. Look at me. If you can see, I'm wearing my Nigerian necklace. Just 'cause I love it. Got that shit in Brixton. Yeah, so my melanin magnificence, girl, goes to a Nigerian chef who broke the Guinness World Book of Record for the longest ever cook-off or like cook-a-thon. Her name is Hilde Bakke, and she's officially been confirmed as the new record holder for the longest cooking marathon by an individual. She did attempt to cook, like, I think it was 100 hours. Imagine me, I cook for like 2 hours when I'm doing my meal prep, and by the end of it, I'm done. I need a break. But 2 hours, 2 hours in the kitchen, and it's a wrap. I'm done. My girl Hilde, I think she was short by, 7 hours were deducted from her total. Still got the world record, but bitch, 97 hours. 97 hours. That's over 3-4 days. Just cooking. Scotch bonnet. Rice. Goat. Okra. Fish. Maggi cube. Onion. Heat, steam, oil, hot, sweat. I bet that shit tasted good though. So shout out to you for breaking the Guinness World Book of Records, for becoming the new record holder, Hilde, and a whole Nigerian chef. Come on, title, yes. So yeah, Melanin Magnificence goes to you, Hilde Bakke. So with Melanin Magnificence done, it is time for Miles Measures. Now, I've got a few things to talk about on this week's episode. And let's start with, okay, we'll get into I Kissed a Boy. So I finally finished I Kissed a Boy. And I'd like you all to know I'm going to have Shibomi back on the podcast. And hopefully he'll be joining us with another member. But I'm not going to let you know who that is just yet. And I enjoyed it. I still have questions. And again, I feel like it comes down to privilege. And I feel like the privilege is with the straight people. Now, I'm always going to compare Love Island to I Kissed a Boy, just because that's the most prolific dating show that we have right now. And they win something. They win quite a bit of money. And I'm still like a bit gobsmacked that, you know, these boys did the show without even being offered a prize. I think that's, I don't know how they sold it. I'm guessing it was, you know, free holiday, which in this cost of living, I get it. I'd be doing the same thing. I think they were out there for like 4 weeks recording. I can't quite remember. Lit. And I'm presuming they were fed. They didn't have to pay for shit. But to not, for number one, there not to be like a winner is like, oh, okay, I get it. It's about the journey. It's about the journey. And it's more than, it was more than just, the show was always just more than just who's going to win. It was about, this is the first time we're going to see gay men on TV interacting naturally. You know, obviously, it's not necessarily scripted, not at all, but, you know, it's still an entertainment program. So it did that, and it was the first time seeing different kinds of queer people, bodies, black, brown, skinny, femme, mass, all the things. It did a lot. But it would have been nice for them to, like, receive a prize, even if it was a tenner. I get it, exposure and whatnot. But by the by, I really enjoyed it. Ultimately, I really did enjoy it. As you heard in the episode that Shibomi came on the podcast with, I was very skeptical. And even prior then, I was like, oh, is this going to be handled with care? Is it going to be done well? And I think they did the best that they could. And ultimately, I think it was just too quick. It wasn't, they never had enough time. Like, even with the competitions that they had and like the challenges, like, some of the couples would be together for a day and then we were voting off who's most likely to succeed. And it's like, well, you've seen these men for like a week or two and these guys just got together. They needed more time. They should have had more. They should have had a prize. And I still, it doesn't really sit with me Danny Minogue doing it. I don't know why. It just doesn't seem it doesn't seem natural. It doesn't seem like I just wasn't here for it. It felt forced, like when people were clapping. I don't know. For me, it just wasn't it. It didn't give what it needed to give. I would have actually preferred someone like Alan Carr. Someone from the community would have been cute. I like the contrast and having an ally there doing their thing. I do like that. But I feel like straight away, I thought Alan Carr would have asked the questions and he wouldn't have even had to have had a prompt or anything. Like, he would just, because he knows, he gets it. He's one of the girls. He would have just been like, okay, so da 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 da, and why didn't you do this? And all had. Why did you, like, I just feel like he would have come more correct. I'm trying to think of, like, maybe a person of colour that would have done a good job. You guys let me know if you can think of anyone. So we saw the couple in at the end and their parents came and their loved ones and da-da-da. That was cute. That was nice to see. And then we saw them all turn around at the end. And I would have liked a bit more drama, sorry. But it just seemed like, especially because there was no prize, like, it just seemed like, I just presumed everyone's going to turn around. No one's got anything. Like, no one isn't going to stay facing the other way. Like, they're all going to turn and face each other. And that's, you know, that's what happened. And yeah, that was cute, whatever. And I was like, okay, came to an end. I was like, wicked. It was a bit of an anticlimax, but nonetheless, I really, really did enjoy the show. Really did enjoy the show. The reunion came. This I liked. Again, too short. Again, far too short. I wanted it. We got bits of the mess. We got bits of the tea, but then it was like, oh, okay, now you got to go sit back down on the couch. No, boys, come over here. Come over here. Come to get the belt. Just come to me and I'll ask you guys the questions and we will go. I've got time. My favorite bit of the whole reunion was CJ, who I know and I knew before. And what was his name? The ginger one. Oh my God. Can't remember his name. I'm so sorry. But them two got into some things. When CJ was like, yeah, but you, like, we're not together anymore. I tried, but you kept on leaving me on red. I thought, yeah, let's get into this. This is something that we all know. But within like 30, 40 seconds, my man explained, oh yeah, I'm sorry, I felt like you was pushing. He was like, well, I wasn't really, because we just shared that experience and then you were airing me. Oh, well, I'm sorry, yeah. And then Danny was like, okay, well, I hope you find someone that you settle down with. Thanks. And it was done. I would have got into that. It would have been given far much more. I'd have asked questions, got the other boys down. What do you think about that? Would you have had it? Was that disrespectful? Is this something that happens in the community? Do you feel like that behavior is cool? Is it normalized in, you know, dating culture? I'd have some questions. But am I surprised that that happened? No, I felt like the way he was going from one to the other. No, I'm not surprised it happened. I did feel for CJ, bless him. He looked like that actually did get to him, but it was the faces for me. I was cracking up. But yeah, they are hopefully getting a season two. There has been another season that's been given the go-ahead with some lesbians, so I'm looking forward to that and seeing how the lesbians go down. I hope there's a bit more mess with the lesbians, but I feel like there is some mess in this house with these guys, but they just ain't put that forward. And potentially because they're trying to, you know, not adhere to stereotypes and stuff like that. But like I said in the last episode, sometimes some stereotypes are true. And it doesn't mean they're true for everyone. But there are some things that aren't right and that are fucked up, or that some people's cup of tea and some people's not. Those things still happen. So we shouldn't hide them because, oh, we need to present the gay experience as something that is always wholesome and always beautiful and innocent. No, sometimes it's fucked up, just like the straight. So let's show it all. And if you want to be hateful about it and you want to be cringe about it and go, oh, I don't like that, I don't like that, then you ask yourself why, because the straights do it too. It's this human nature, bitch. Straight, gay, bi, queer, lesbian, pans, everyone can be fucked up. So let's see it with the gays and let's get into it with that. But all in all, great show. I'm glad it was here. I'm hoping it does come back. And I'm hoping I'm motherfucking working on it next time as well. Let's keep it in the Pride realms. So it was LA Pride and Mariah Carey did her thing. She performed. And one thing I really liked that she did was utilize behind her on like the green screen or not the green screen, sorry, just the screen behind her where, you know, normally it'd be people's faces or like just visuals. She had a visual of Grindr, like a message, like a back and forth of Grindr. And she used that with the sound effect, the sound effects, you know, the broop, broop, to introduce her song Obsessed. And I thought, yeah, you really know, either she knows or she's friends with some gays or people on the team were like, right, let's make this real. Like, let's really make this real and unfiltered. And I loved it. I went up for it. I said, yeah, it made the blogs. And I love that she did that because it was just relatable. Not to me now, obviously, because taken man in that. But I've been there. I've been here in the broop, broop before. Right, so there was this one tweet or that was posted to the Shade Borough. Let me see if I can get it up on my phone. And it was basically a black guy. I think they were talking about Love Island, if I'm being honest. And this is it. It was by Dammy Hope, who tweeted, "Meddy is really holding it down for us straight men that get called zesty and sassy. You go, girl, hashtag Love Island." And then it had the emoji of the nail painting thing. So he was shouting out to the zesty and sassy guys. Now, I don't really use zesty too much, but I hear it getting used. I hear the word like fruity getting used, and more time it's when either the gays are talking about a quote unquote straight man that's zesty, and it's always with a tone of sus, a tone of accusatory, a tone of, is you really straight, sis? And I feel like a lot of cishet women, straight women, especially black women, will use zesty, fruity in a negative way. And, you know, that would often come about when speaking about a guy that may be into them, or they might just be observing and it would be, oh, they're too zesty for me, or they're too fruity for me. And it makes me think why. And I personally think that that is, again, linked to homophobia. And people will say, no, it's not. I just like my man to be a manly man. Okay. The fuck is a manly man? He's fruity. I'm guessing that means he smiles too much. I'm guessing he might dress well or might be emotionally intelligent, in touch with his feelings, not afraid to cry. Maybe he got a little bit of movements in his hips and a little bit of a limp wrist. But at the end of the day, none of those things define a man's sexuality. A lot of them, at times, more so than often, if I'm being honest, I hate that sentence, but more times than none, it does lead to, if we're talking about a man with a limp wrist, smiling, walking a lot with his hips and all of that, more time he might be bisexual or gay. Cool. But not always. Sometimes he might just have a limp wrist, talk like that, and be strictly pussy. Strictly pussy. So when I hear people saying, oh, he's too zesty, too fruity, it does make me question why.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Because if a man is being honest and he truly is straight, but he's quote-unquote fruity, then to me, it's giving he's just a comfortable, secure, and most probably a man that doesn't suffer with, you know, toxic masculinity issues. So why would you not want a man who is emotionally intelligent, dresses well, secure in his sexuality, who more time you could probably kiki with like you do your homegirls, but will also turn you around and fuck that pussy out and have you calling in sick the next day because you can't walk? Why would you not want that? I don't know. Me, I think, is intrinsically linked to homophobia. And it's, oh, no, they gay. Oh, nah, he's too femme for me. Now, I get it if there's certain things that you're not attracted to, but I think ultimately it comes down to questioning why you're not attracted to that, especially if someone is being honest with you and saying, yo, I'm straight. I feel like that word, we need to just be careful when we're using certain words. Because then men end up covering up who they actually are more time. And then we're walking amongst men in that are just shells of who they are and end up taking that out, that constantly bottling things up and not existing who and how they are, straight or not, end up having to contain it. And then, well, that's why we got higher suicide rates in black men. And it would be black men more time that don't want to do these things because it's gay. I'm not going to wash my ass cheeks because it's gay. I'm going to speak monotone because it's gay. If not, like this, I've got some statistics here. And it says 84 men a week take their own life. 75% of all suicides are male. Men are less likely to get help, and speaking out saves lives. Men's Mental Health Month. That was just a piece of information that I got from Fight Through Mental Health. And these statistics were taken from, where were these taken from? The NHS. Men aged 40 to 49 have the highest suicide rate in the UK. Mm-mm-mm. But I feel like these statistics are not just due to, you know, the word zesty, fruity, none of that. But I definitely think it adds when men aren't able to just fully exist in their full humanity, as opposed to just being this idea of a man, a manly man that essentially has been birthed from the patriarchy and fulfilling that one binary role, that gender role that should appear like this and that. And it's really archaic that a man shouldn't cry and should be so rigid. Like, we're all human beings, and as much as women can be quote-unquote mask and fluid, men should do too. A woman can go out, be a boss. A woman can be strong. She can be soft. Like, human beings can be strong and soft. Like, if a man is acting soft at some point, that doesn't mean he's zesty. It doesn't mean he's fruity. It doesn't mean he's gay. It just means he's actually living in his full human form. So I feel like we need to go careful when when a man is acting like that and you're calling out as something negative. I think it's something positive. As long as he's being honest about his sexuality, then for me, it's giving, let the man live. Cha. Right. So Iceland has banned conversion therapy. Amen. Hallelujah. Like I said, I was excited about June, and June just keeps on getting better and better. That is another country that has finally banned that and deemed it as a criminal act, following a few other countries. It's still very much legal in many countries all over the world, but Iceland has finally stood its ground, made it illegal, making thousands and thousands of young LGBTQ plus people safer with who they are, how they are, and essentially who they love. Let me get up some information. What the fuck is it? It's here somewhere, bitch. So I am reading this from the Gay Times. The Icelandic parliament unanimously approved a comprehensive ban with 53 votes and 3 abstentions prohibiting the harmful practice on the basis on sexual orientation, gender identity and gender expression. Iceland joins countries such as Canada, New Zealand, Brazil, Ecuador, Spain, Germany, France, Malta and Cyprus, among others. Now, the passing of the law now means that anyone making an adult undergo conversion therapy faces up to 3 years in prison, and anyone doing the same to a child will face 5, with those attempting to actually do the conversion therapy getting up to, I think it was 2 years in prison. And practicing those techniques can be anything from electric shock to prayer, bitch. And I know a lot of you black gays and your Christian, you Bible bashers be having your Bible ready to pray the motherfucking gay out of someone. Now, gay isn't something that can be cured. It doesn't need a cure because it's not a sickness. Let's start there, okay? I firmly believe that God made us all this way. No, I have not read the whole Bible from the front to the back, and I will do so I can really cuss out some of you motherfuckers, but I know some of my scriptures and I know them well. And at the end of the day, I still stand by the fact that God is a God of love. I still stand by the fact that God doesn't make any mistakes, no mistakes. And I do believe that we were born the way we are meant to be. A sickness is something like being blind. Do I think God makes mistakes when people are blind? No. Have we been able to cure those kind of things? Yes, because it's a sickness and it can be cured. Being gay can't be cured. It cannot be cured. That's how you're made. In the same way, when he made black people, he definitely didn't make no mistakes. We shouldn't be doing no bleaching cream. Being black don't need no cure. Being gay don't need no cure. No. Mm-mm. So I'm extremely happy for all the people, all the human beings out in Iceland, and I'm excited in the growth and the journey that we're making as a collective globally when it comes to just human rights and existing free and happily. And I love that. What else? Okay, so we're kind of stepping out of the pride thing, and I want to speak about Kelly dating the 70-year-old actor Bill Murray. Now, I'd seen her husband before, about her age, cute, light-skinned man, nice. Now she with his old almost or just over 30 years older than her. 30. This man looks it too. Now, I ain't opposed to someone being a little bit older or a little bit younger. But when it's that large and you can really see it, like the man looked frail. She looked like his carer girl. When I've seen the picture, she literally looks like looking after him, you know, just in case today's the day. I don't know whether they, because I know Kelly likes to cook and I know she likes to get high. Maybe they cook and get high together. I don't know what brought them together. Apparently they've been hanging out for a while and they've been getting close and now they're just together. Like, what future? I just think it's a bit bizarre. I think it's very weird. Especially the physical part. Like, does it... 72. She's in her 40s. I know they say love is blind, but that's why I don't agree with that. He must be very, very rich. And I know she's well off. I know she's well off. I can't connect the dots. I have to tap out on that one. I had to mention it because, you know, it's been in the news, but... Alex Newell and Jay Harrison Gee, I think that's how you pronounce their name, broke LGBTQ and world history at the Tony Awards by becoming the first pair of openly non-binary actors to pick up their awards. They're both super duper incredibly talented. And their speeches, which I'm not going to play on here, were just so touching and just so heartwarming. And it just felt even better to see two black queer non-binary people doing their thing and representing for their, you know, their branch of the community that is the non-binary people, them. They both look gorgeous in their gowns. And it was just so great to see. And it just is another reminder of you can really do anything. Alex Newell, both Alex Newell and Jay Harrison Gee said, you know, this is for you guys. If anyone's ever said that you can't, this literally is for you. And they're living proof. They're living proof of being able to reach that height and that level of success against all odds. You know, Alex, they're black, and they mentioned this, they're black, fat, non-binary. They said they shouldn't be there. But you know what? They really should. They really should. And their voices should both be amplified, which is why I'm talking about this shit. Can't wait to see what they do next. I actually saw Alex in Once on This Island on Broadway. Fucking amazing. Fucking amazing. I don't know how they sit like that, because obviously they were born as male, gender male with a penis and that. So obviously the vocals, generally for a male throat, the way they be singing, it really is giving non-binary, bitch. Crazy. But yeah. Congratulations to them both. Both slayed it. Both killed it. We love to see the representation. And I'm so excited to see what they both go on and do in their futures. Gonorrhea and syphilis. Gonorrhea and syphilis. So the diagnosis for both of these STIs in England has hit record levels. And for once, it ain't me. For once, it's not me adding to the total. Yeah? I'm reading this now from Sky News reportings. that suggest that the UK's Health Secretary Agency recorded that gonorrhea diagnoses increased by 50.3% in 2022 to 82,592. However, in 2021, there were 54,961 cases, and they say that this is the higher number of diagnoses in any one year since the start of records in 1918. Syphilis diagnoses also increased to 8,692 in 2022. Now, the people them are worried. The girls in the government are worried because the council commissioned sexual health services are literally at risk of breaking point because they're having to not only diagnose these STIs and treat them, but they're about to face financial cuts. So how is that going to... Everyone stay protected. And I understand me as a passionate lover who loves the feeling of skin on skin, that sometimes you really just want to do it bareback because it just feels so... I get it, but sometimes it's not worth it. Sometimes it's not worth it, especially if you don't know the person. I know we all fall short of the glory sometimes. And hell, I've even caught a case of gonorrhea before when I wore a condom. So sometimes you can't miss it. But just protect your magic when you can. Make sure you take in your prep as well, girl. And yeah, I know we outside this summer and it's hot and, you know, we like to do nice things, honey. But be aware, you've been told that gonorrhea and syphilis is on the rise, honey. It's on the rise. And a lot of these people won't be getting tested that often, sometimes at all. Especially these DL niggas, they don't even want to step foot in a clinic, especially a gay clinic, because then they're going to get found out. But more times than none, people even be thinking, oh, I wore a condom, so I don't need to get tested. Yes, you motherfucking do. You do, because even with that, you can still catch a case, ho. Because was you sucking the dick with the condom on? And even then, women get pregnant when they're on the pill frequently. Women also get pregnant when they've used contraception. So you can still catch a case or something while you're using the condom. So please, my people, them, this Pride Month, while you're all doing the drinking, some of you like to do the drugs. I don't like that shit. I might smoke a little blunt, might have a little fucking weed pen. But some of you guys on them hardcore shit that end up just taking dicks here, then everywhere, get the fuck checked. Get checked and get checked again. And if you catch something, please, Omar, let the people know. If you have to, write it down, bitch. This summer, write down the people so we can stop this, especially in the gay community, because they will be the first to be like, it's the gays. Oh, HIV and AIDS always linked to the gays, when only, like, I think it was last year I spoke on the podcast, and actually the rate of HIV and AIDS was actually higher in the straight community. But did that make headlines? No, but I told you on here. So keep tuned in so you can learn these things and not only learn from it, go and get your dick and your ass and your throat swabbed out and make sure you're nice and healthy and STI free. Nice things, because we love nice things over here. Okay. Ooh, Demi Lovato. Okay, so Demi Lovato, it's been alleged that she's done using the pronouns they, because it's exhausting. Allegedly. I've seen it in a few blogs, a few magazines. However, when looking at the comments, someone did actually say that in her Pride post, they, being Demi Lovato, still addressed themselves as they. So I'm on her page now, on their page now. Happy Pride Month, babies. I'm so happy to celebrate our LGBTQIA+ community today and every day. As a non-binary queer person, I couldn't be more proud to be a part of this community that is the epitome of resilience, excellence, and joy. And for anyone navigating their sexual orientation and gender journey, know that you are all extraordinary and exactly who you're supposed to be. Amen to that. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. So really, now I'm just like, okay, so why the hell is she in the news for saying it's exhausting. Like, where is the source? And this is Gay Times. This is Attitude Mag. This is Shade Room. This is on the news. Now, Demi Lovato does sit in a place of privilege. And with privilege, even though some people don't accept it, unfortunately, I think it just comes with responsibility. And if you can choose to ignore that, and ultimately your actions, because you're in that where you sit with with visibility and the success and the other privileges, because of that visibility, how you act will, whether you like it or not, have an effect on many, many other people. And so with this making the news about them being done explaining to people, and it's exhausting that there are they, and now just goes by she, I think that can be quite dangerous. And I think it does, if it's true, because I don't know. If it is true, yes, it's understandable. It is exhausting having to explain things. Trust me, as a person that sits on the intersectionalities of, you know, queer, multiracial, black, mixed, you know, Amber fucking Rose is going through it with her shit, getting rocked by fucking Jocelyn. As someone that sits in that, there's lots of shit that I have to explain as well. Or not necessarily have to explain, but I do explain, and it is exhausting. But I don't have millions and millions of followers, Demi, if this is true. And so I feel like for these things to be making headlines and for those things to be broadcast, for those that don't sit in that position of power, of privilege, that are fighting just to be seen for who they are, could be damaging to the bigger picture of the fight. I understand it. Yes, it is exhausting, but I don't think it's something that would necessarily should be spoken about unless it's coming from an angle of this is bad. It's not Demi's fault. It's you, man, that are constantly not seeing that they are they, and just deal with it. Perception. I'm trying to think here. Yeah. You know what? That is all I got for this week's Miles Measures. Right. So with Miles Measures being done, it's time for Get the Belt. So my belt this week goes out to boxer Joshua Vargas. He's a cute little thing. You know, cute little lighty. Nice beard. Connects the things. But I'm giving him the belt. Now, hear me out. Because in this here Pride Month, he released a statement in response to videos of him that were released without consent, I'm supposing, even though he was very aware that they were being recorded, it's not like he was secretly filmed, of some of his sexual endeavours. You know, I had to do my research and find out what these sexual videos were for research purposes so I can let you man know, yeah, you man being gender neutral, you know, what was going on in these videos for context. Mm-hmm. Now, the first one that I had seen was him standing up, looking very about his wits, very into what was happening, while another gentleman was on his knees in front of the unclothed Joshua Vargas. Sucking that man dick. And he wasn't doing it shyfully. It was very spit, drool. And Vargas was very much enjoying grabbing the head back and forth. You know, there was lots of vim in this heated oral transaction. And the second tape was, there was no one else there in this video. It was just him. So there was no peer pressure, to my knowledge. It was just him and what appeared to be a dildo. Yeah, it was a dildo. And my guy was sat very comfortably on a chair, legs up, and was just in and out of his booty hole with ease. I said, "Wow, it definitely wasn't given first time. It was given connoisseur." Cute vids. I'm sure if he was on OnlyFans, he'd make a coin. Anyway, these videos went viral. He wasn't out yet to whatever capacity of being queer, straight. What's that word? Curious. I mean, it gave far much more than curious to me. Curious might be a video of him reading a gay porno, watching it, or... But for there to be two videos, one of you Google Gaga and the other one with someone else doing... Anyway. So these go out, and I don't condone. I think it's absolutely wrong for people to leak those kind of videos, even if you hate someone or they've done you dirty. I just don't feel like that. I feel like that is definitely below the belt, no pun intended. And it's just something that shouldn't be happening and accepted. Like, it's literally illegal. Anyway, he released a statement that reads as such. First of all, I want to start by apologizing to all of my fans, friends, family, and supporters for the unexpected mess about my sexuality. I want to make it clear that I have nothing against someone's personal sexual preference, in capital letters. However, I am not bi nor gay, capital letters. I am straight, full stop. I understand people will have their own opinions and thoughts about the situation and are entitled to that, but I guess it is what it is. It's a part of our new, and in quotes and capitals, norm. With that being said, I will admit I have been going through a very difficult situation in my life. I have been battling depression and deal with some serious mental health issues. I never understood what it was until I've had to experience it. Many crazy thoughts have gone through my head recently, but I've learned I have to own up to my mistake and face the consequences. My poor judgment has led to the biggest mistake of my life. It would be an understatement to say that I regret the whole situation. For those who have stood beside me during this difficult period, I thank you. That was capitals. Once again, apologize for those who I've affected, both directly and indirectly. And for those who find themselves on the other side of the argument, I apologize if I've offended you. These are moments in life that break people. I will find it in myself to be the capitals best person I can. Joshua Vargas. Right, so I'm giving him the belt because that was trash. I just thought that was trash. I'm giving him the belt because, babes, I just personally, and I'm happy to be corrected if I'm wrong, but I think I'm right, which is why I'm saying this. I don't think there's any kind of depression that will have you putting a dildo up your ass with such vim, with such pleasure. And recording it, I don't see what kind of depression might have you call someone to get someone of the same sex to come over and suck your dick. And those are only the videos that have been released. There might be more. We don't know. I feel like, yeah, I just feel like, you don't need to, like, you. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. I'm calling it out for bullshit. I'm seeing it as bullshit. I think there's no way that you could have had that look on your face and enjoyed that dick being sucked by that man as much as you did, or be putting that dildo up in your ass as much as you did, like. Like, you're not straight, babes. Like, if you enjoy a man sucking you off, you might not be gay, you might not be queer, but I think, to me, you will definitely be You might not be gay, you might not be bi, but you definitely will be queer. Sorry, that's what I was trying to say. My mask running away with me. Because I don't know no straight man that enjoys getting his dick sucked by a man. I get the physical, just like closing your eyes and the feeling of just someone sucking your dick is a feeling sucking your dick. But my guy, you were looking down at that man and you was going, like, maybe in that video, had you had closed your eyes, and you know how like in them pornos where they be, where the straight man be getting his dicks up but be watching the girls on the camera, and he be like really trying to concentrate on the titties in the video. Maybe then I'd be like, do you know what? Maybe. But my G, you were very much back and forth with that guy. You were controlling his head. Like, you were enjoying the presence of another man sucking your dick. Now, I'm not even going to say that the dildo makes you gay. I'm just saying it don't help your case. It doesn't make you gay. A straight man can very much be fucked and be straight. But for me, it's the combination of that and mainly the man sucking your dick. Such ease and such enjoyment on your face. It was giving... And then more stories have come out that you've been dating people and da-da-da-da. You don't have to apologize for it. I would have just said nothing. If that was you and you don't feel confident in owning up to that and just say, you know what? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed a man sucking my dick, but you know what? I'm on a journey. No, you were just like, I'm not gay. I'm not bi. This is not, I'm sorry. I apologize for who I've affected and who I've, it wasn't making sense. So off the back of you making a statement that just had no sense, the belt is due. For the stupidity of that, and you know, how can I put this without you know what? No, because me, I'll get cancelled. You get the belt for being stupid enough to allow these things to happen. For being stupid enough to put out a statement like that when these things are so visible that really don't add up to what you're saying. And in a Pride month, this month would have been the perfect month for you to come out and be like, you know what? I like pussy, bitch. I really do like women's. That was maybe my first time getting my dick sucked by a man and I enjoyed it. But yeah, I'm queer. I'm on a journey. Happy Pride Month. I'm trying my hardest. But to be like, it's wrong. I made a mistake. I'm sorry if I've offended people. Bitch, trust me. Go onto Twitter. You ain't offended people. People are very, very happy about this. The homophobes in your life might be offended. Say it again. Now, I don't know if this man had a wife or whatever. She might be offended if she didn't know and if she went about it. But for the most part, I feel like people are quite content with the content you've given them, girl. For free. Well, okay, no, let me take that back. You ain't give it to them. Apparently, this was leaked. So, yeah. But yeah, my belt goes out to him and that statement. That statement for me just was just donkey shit, to be honest. So, yeah, that is it for this week's belt. Oh, we got to the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I promise I'm going to do questions soon. Send your questions in if you have any and I'll answer them. If you've got any pride ones, that'd be cute. Please send in your pride questions to me. They can be questions to me directly or just questions in general about anything LGBTQ, LMNOP, DL, because I'd be including them motherfuckers. Questions, experiences, share your gay stories, queer stories, lesbian stories, non-binary stories, all the things to contact at getthebeltpod.com, or you can send a little DM on Get The Belt's Instagram. And yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing and sharing the posts, liking posts and all of that. You guys are absolutely the best. I hope you're enjoying the sun. I hope you're enjoying the weather wherever you are. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. My name is Miles Hart. I am the presenter of the podcast that is known as Home of Melanin Magnificence and Kingdom of Motherfucking Belts. You guys have been listening to Get The Belt.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.